Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. We also welcome those who are following us through television, the internet, or radio. Thank you for taking the time to be with us as well. We gather as God's holy people to celebrate this most sacred mystery of Christ's love. Let us then prepare ourselves by calling to mind our sins and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
We praise you, we bless you, we are
Let us pray. O God, who manifests your mighty power, above all by pardoning and showing mercy, bestow, we pray, your grace abundantly upon us, and make those hastening to attain your promises heirs to the treasures of heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to Moses. Taking some of the spirit that was on Moses, the Lord bestowed it on the 70 elders. And as the spirit came to rest on them, they prophesied. Now two men, one named Eldad, the other Medad, were not in the gathering, but had been left in the camp. They too had been on the list, but had not gone out to the tent. Yet the Spirit came to rest on them also, and they prophesied in the camp. So when a young man quickly told Moses, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp, Joshua, son of Nun, who from his youth had been Moses' aide, said, My Lord, stop them. But Moses answered him, Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the people of the Lord were prophets. Would that the Lord might bestow his spirit on them all. The word of the Lord.
The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The law of the Lord is perfect. It revives the soul. The decrees of the Lord are steadfast. They give wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The fear of the Lord is pure, abiding forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are all of them just. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. So in them your servant finds instruction. Great reward is in their keeping. But who can detect their own errors? From hidden faults acquit me. The precepts of the Lord give joy to from presumption, restrain your servant. May it not rule me. then shall I be blameless, clean from grave sin. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart.
A reading from the letter of St. James. Come now, you rich, weep and wail over your impending miseries. Your wealth has rotted away. Your clothes have become moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded. And that corrosion will be a testimony against you. It will devour your flesh like a fire. You have stored up treasure for the last days. Behold, the wages you withheld from the workers who harvested your fields are crying aloud, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on earth in luxury and pleasure. You have fattened your hearts for the day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the righteous one. He offers you no resistance. The word of the Lord.
Consecrate us in the truth. Alleluia.
You. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. At that time, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me, for whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with 2 feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with 1 eye than with 2 eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. The Gospel of the Lord.
Judging from the weather outside, we know that the season is changing. We are already a week into the fall season, and it's a little bit cooler outside, not very cool, but cool enough that we can feel it here in South Texas. And soon it will be a little bit colder as well. And we will enter into the season what we call as a season of Thanksgiving and a season of giving. At Thanksgiving, we give thanks to God for acknowledging His blessings. And of course, during Christmas, when Christ gave of Himself, we also imitate Him in giving to each other. When the first pilgrims came to the new land, they came with their own different ideas and cultures and way of thinking than the Native American. The people from Europe, they used to own properties and having things they can call that's their own. So when they came to this wide open vast land here, the same thoughts are still being applied. And that is, they mark out the land and they put stake in them, and then they fence it off. And then they have a little garden for vegetable, and they domesticated the animals and branded them. And indeed, it's the American dream, where we like to own things. When we do, we tend to take better care of them. We are prouder, and we want to maintain them. Whereas the Native American has a very different way of thinking. Their thoughts are very different. For them, everything, the land, animals, the plants, belong to God. And so there's no need to stake your claim and put fence around it or branded animals in any way at all. Everything belongs to God. And these two thoughts are like night and day. How do we reconcile them? How do we unite them? In the person of Jesus Christ, they're united. In our own body, we created us with a body and we have a soul. And both thinkings apply to us, but we kind of have tension. There's always frictions within these thinkings. In the secular world, we know that there's a need to at least work towards something. And we own properties, we own homes and cars and different things we have. And that's a sign of a mark of success. And that is something that gives us incentive to work harder and to protect the thing that we have. But at the same time, when we have those things, then there's a tendency to hold on to them. Then on the other hand, where we are taught to let go, give. In the secular world, it says that whatever you give away, you lose. In the spiritual realm, however, Jesus reminds us, whatever we give away, it will return to us 100-fold. Shaken down, flowing over, they will pour into your lap, Jesus said. I often imagine what it's like when God returns to us what we're given, 100-fold in return. We are called to forgive. If we want forgiveness, we must also forgive each other. If we want to become more patient, we must deal patiently and kindly with other people. But it's difficult for us to live up to those high expectations. And we can see that in the readings today. In the first reading from the book of Numbers, where Moses had been leading the people out of the land of slavery into the promised land, And there are so many people, and yet he's by himself. And God gave him all the spirit to be able to do that job, but physically he couldn't because he was one. And so God gave him an idea, said, why don't you pick 72 men, and I'll take some of your spirit, and I give it to them to help you with the daily dealing with the people. So the names of 72 men on the list. But on the day that they're supposed to be there where God would take some spirit from Moses and give it to them, two were not in that group. They were in town doing something else, Elder and Medad. But for some reason, they too were given the spirit. So Joshua, much like us, very protective of what we have. And so he came to Moses and said, Moses, you better tell those two not to prophesy, so they weren't there. He's trying to protect Moses from losing his position. And Moses kind of turned to Joshua and said, Joshua, it's all in God's plan. And indeed, with the help of those 72, it made his job easier. Now, interestingly enough, the Bible didn't say that Moses was less wiser. He didn't lose the spirit necessary for him to lead and guide the people. He still had plenty. And then in the second reading, St. James reminds us to learn to let go of the blessings God gives to us. Yes, by all means, utilize it to help our families, to help those we love. At the same time, don't hold on to them that becomes a source of temptation for us. And he reminded them, all these earthly treasures, they will rot, corrode, or even moth-eaten if we don't learn to change them, convert them from material blessings to spiritual blessings. We can do that if only we learn how to trust. And in today's gospel, we hear the story of St. John, where he saw the people, a few people who were not of the company of the 12, and yet they were given the power to exorcise demons. And so John, again, very possessive, ran to Jesus, trying to protect him, and said, Lord, you better stop them. They are exercising, healing, and curing people. That's us. And Jesus kind of, in a way, saying that, we don't have the sole possession. We don't have the trademark on charity, on healing of others. And in the way, it's true. As Catholics, we do not own the exclusive right to feeding the homeless, to being charitable. But all people are called to be that. And so we have, in cooperation with many different denominations, to run, help, assist with Catholic Charity, Mater Teresa Shelter, Metro Ministry, Loaves and Fishes, the Ark. All these different places are being helped in cooperation with many different people from many different faiths. And so in a way, we have reconciled it slowly, but there's still time when we're holding on to our blessings and won't let go or become a source of temptation for us. So Jesus, in a way, kind of emphasized it. He said, now, if your eyes is a cause for you to sin, pluck it out. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If your leg causes you to sin, cut them off as well. Well, Jesus uses hyperbole because we don't see Catholics walking around without legs or without arms, without eyes. We'll be rolling if that's the case because we all sin with many different parts of our body. And so what Jesus is trying to say is that if the blessings that God given to us, be it wealth, power, or fame, it becomes something that is just eating us up and we can't live without it, then Jesus said, be rid of them. It's better that you come into heaven without all those earthly possessions than to be with all the possessions and never make it to heaven. So as we gather here today, we ask the Lord to help us to imitate him, to take on his virtues, where he was the author of all wealth and power, and yet he abandoned that throne and he came down to earth and taking on a form of a slave, human. And then before he ascended to his Father, what did he do? He promised us he'll be with us forever until the end of time by humbly dwelling in the simplest form of bread and wine to give us life. We ask the Lord to help us then to imitate him in our humility. And as we partake in Jesus' body and blood, we pray that we might become more like him who humbles himself to become more like us. Let us now stand and pray. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With sincere hearts, we present our needs and the needs of our brothers and sisters in Christ to our Heavenly Father.
Prayer and worship of the Church may inspire her members to live their faith more fully each day. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Pope, bishops, priests, deacons, and religious may be encouraged by the Spirit as they teach all people around the world the good news. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our nation may experience a conversion of heart and a return in penance to our covenant with God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For attorneys, judges, and all who work in our courts, that they may grow in wisdom and in their commitment to justice, tempered with mercy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died believing in Christ, especially Dorothy Brett, may enjoy the glory of the heavenly kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marjorie Mulvey, Helen C. Miller, Pete Gonzalez Jr. and Minnie Gonzalez, Deacon Raul Hinojosa, Annette Tovaya, Carmen Amendares, Katie Marsh, and Francisca de Villarreal. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Special prayers for Pedro Elizardo as he recovers from surgery, and for all the prayers that we now hold in the silence of our hearts. For all of our needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord God of mercy, you know all our needs, and you sustain us in your love. We thank you for your faithfulness and love, for we ask these through Christ our Lord. Amen. pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all of his holy church. Grant us, O merciful God, that this our offering may find acceptance with you, and that through it the wellspring of all blessing may be laid open before us through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for by his birth he brought renewal to humanity's fallen state, and by his suffering cancel our sins. By his rising from the dead, he has opened the way to eternal life. And by ascending to you, O Father, he has unlocked the gates of heaven. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence will rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you, that at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and glory forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul will be healed. By the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, be saved from eternal life. My
Blessed are they who are poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of God. Bless us, O Lord, make us poor in spirit. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the Blessed are they who are meek and humble, they will inherit the earth. Bless us, O Lord, make us meek and humble. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all. Blessed are they who will mourn in sorrow, they will be comforted. Bless us, O Lord, when we share their sorrow. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before us. Bless those who hunger and thirst for justice, they will be satisfied. Bless us, O Lord, hear our cry for justice. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before us. Blessed are they who show others mercy, they will know mercy too.
Bless us, O Lord, hear our cry for mercy. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Blessed are hearts that are clean and holy, they will behold the Lord. Bless us, O Lord, make us pure and holy. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Blessed are they who bring peace among us. They are the children of God. Bless us, O Lord, may your peace be with us. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God. Bless those who suffer from persecution. Theirs is the kingdom of God. Bless us, O Lord, when they persecute us. Bless us, O Lord, our God. We are the light of the world. May our light shine before all, that they may see the good that we do and give glory to God.
Let us pray. May this heavenly mystery, O Lord, restore us in mind and body, that we may be co-heirs in glory with Christ, to whose suffering we are united whenever we proclaim his death, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for a few announcements. The first announcement is that Bishop Mowry would like to invite everyone to, on Thursday, October 1st at 6 p.m., to attend the Red Mass here at Corpus Christi to pray for those who are in the public office and the civic duties. And donations for our rummage sales are being taken beginning this week during the parish office hours. They're very helpful. We do very well with our rummage sale, and every year we use it to maintain our church. For example, this last year, we upgrade the sound system, and then we do the roof at the rectory, and we painted the downstairs with the new lighting, altogether over $100,000. And so we spent a lot of money on the old complex here, and so every little bit helps. I'd like to thank you ahead of time for your generosity and your support. And also the blood mobile will be here next Sunday. You know what they want. They want your blood. And you can give the gift of life. Please do so. And today we have Esther Thoris, who manages the cathedral bookstores. She will talk to us a little bit about what the ministry is about, and perhaps invited us to join them.
Good morning. I'm here to invite you to share your time and talent by helping us at the Cathedral Bookstore. The Cathedral Bookstore mission is to spread the good news of the Lord by making available books for the community, for making available religious books and articles to increase spiritual growth and knowledge of our Catholic faith. Profits gained from the sales of books sold are not only used to pay for the books that are purchased, but also pays for record books and other items used in the cathedral office. And it also pays for material used, some of the material that's used in the religious education class. It also allows.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.